In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. None of us likes to hear it, but every once in a while we have to be told that something that we've heard in the past was wrong, that we've heard wrong. And that's what Jesus does. Five times he does this in the Sermon on the Mount, where he tells them, you guys have heard it said, and then he says, but you've heard wrong. So for instance, today in our reading, he says, you've heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not murder, and whoever murders will be liable to judgment. But he says, you've heard wrong. He says, I say to you that even if you are angry with your brother, even if you insult your brother, even if you call your brother a name, then you're all guilty. You're all murderers. And you'd all better repent. So along those lines, this morning, I'm going to give you some things that you've heard about Jesus, and we've even thought about Jesus. But they're wrong. We've heard wrong. First, you've heard it said that Jesus came. The reason Jesus came is he came to get rid of all the old rules and laws and instead just teach about love and kindness. And we've all heard this. We've all thought it even. That was the whole point of Jesus coming, to get rid of all the old stuff. So Jesus is good, Old Testament bad. Jesus is Mr. Nice Guy who comes to get rid of all those bad rules. Well, we've heard wrong about that, and we need to get that idea as far away from us as possible. And this is pretty much the exact point of the gospel reading today, that Jesus didn't come as we think. He's going to loosen up all those bad rules of the Old Testament. He didn't come to do that. In fact, it's the complete opposite. He actually came to tighten the screws on the rules from the Old Testament. So he says, you guys think just if you don't kill each other, you're keeping the law, right? You think you shall not murder means just don't kill each other. But he says, you've heard wrong. I tell you, even if you're angry, if you know you hate your brother, if you call him a name, any of this, then you're guilty and you're going to pay for it. So see what Jesus is doing. He's not getting rid of the law. He's actually making it tighter, tightening the screws down, saying, you need to understand what this is really about. Now, why then do we do that? If Jesus did not come to get rid of the laws, but actually to enforce them, then why do we always get this idea that Jesus is Mr. Good Guy, rules are bad? Well, this, I'm almost positive, is how this happens for us. We all know that Jesus did not like the Pharisees. I mean, that's very clear. All in the Gospels, he's always giving the Pharisees a hard time, going against them, making them mad, contradicting them. So in our mind, this is easy. Jesus, good guy. Pharisees, bad guys. But here's where we go wrong. Then we equate Pharisees with the rules. And so now we say, Jesus, good guy, rules, bad guy. And that's where we really miss the boat on this, and we have to be careful about it. We've heard wrong about this. The problem with the Pharisees was not that they had rules. The problem was their rules were wrong. So God, in the Old Testament, gave his rules, and they're good. But then the Pharisees came and took some of them, but then made up their own new rules. And their rules were actually much easier to keep. They lowered the bar from God's rules. And that's why Jesus gives them such a hard time. Not because they loved rules, but because they made up their own rules. So, you know, Jesus, you know, says, your righteousness better be far greater than the scribes and Pharisees if you ever want to get into heaven. Right? That's why they're the bad guys. They're making up their own rules. So just take, for instance, the fifth commandment, which I already did with you. The fifth commandment is, you shall not murder. Well, they lower the bar and say, well, if you just don't kill anybody, you're good. Jesus raises the bar and says, no, even if you're angry with your brother, so on and so forth. So he's not against rules. What Jesus is against is you and I being Pharisees and making up our own rules and insisting that everybody keep them instead of God's. So just in case I'm being too abstract for you, I'll give you a specific example of this today. This is just kind of a side note, but I want you to see what I'm talking about. Today, one of the rules that we in America have now made one of the golden rules is, you shall be tolerant. And we don't even always know what that means, but that's the rule. You shall be tolerant. If you don't keep that rule, then you're not a good person. But understand, that's not in the Bible. That's not one of God's rules. That is just we've taken God's rules and summed it into something nice that we think we can keep. And we become Pharisees that way. So, but we do this in all kinds of ways. Just one example. So, we cannot get this idea that Jesus is good, nice guy who just talks about love and kindness and doesn't like the rules. Now, here's the second thing that we've heard that is wrong, is that God just wants us to be happy. Well, you understand, that's easy to think. If Jesus is Mr. Nice Guy that gets rid of the rules, then the new rule is God just wants me to be happy. But that, of course, is not right either. We've heard wrong about that. And I can easily convince you about this, is if you think just how silly this really is. If I quit my job, you know, or I shouldn't say I, because I want this to be more general. If you quit your job, if you divorce your spouse, if you desert your children, if you move away to a nudist colony and you worship Satan, and then you say, well, I've never been so happy in my life. Then do we say, well, that's great because God just wants you to be happy? And that's how ridiculous this really is. If we've heard God just wants me to be happy, we have heard wrong. God does want us to be happy, absolutely. But that's why he gave us his rules. That's why he gave us the Ten Commandments, because he knows this is truly what will lead to happiness. He doesn't only want us to be happy, he wants us to be right and holy and godly, to be righteous. So then I would say, well, let's ask a bigger question, which is really what we're getting at. What does God really want you to do? If it's not just that, you know, he wants you to be kind and loving or be happy, what does God really want you to do? It's a pretty simple question, right? A basic question. And we're all Christians in this room, right? So what does God really want us to do? We should be able to answer this. Well, the sad thing about this is that almost all of us Christians think we know the answer. What does God want me to do? And yet, if you've ever heard any of the surveys, very few Christians actually know the Ten Commandments. And just give that a little bit, just let that sink in a little bit. What does God want me to do? And we would all say, well, I know what God wants me to do. But very few of us can actually say the Ten Commandments, which is what God wants us to do. And that's a problem. And I did want to say, I'm sorry if I do, you know, make you feel guilty. But if we as Christians don't know the Ten Commandments, that is a problem. And we should definitely work on that. I mean, that's why we go through confirmation. That's why we have our catechism, so that we will always be knowing and understanding what God wants us to do, which is why he gives us the Ten Commandments. Now, I'm very well aware that that could make us panic a little bit. Because now I've told you God doesn't just want you to be kind and loving. God doesn't just want you to be happy, but he actually wants you to keep his rules. And then we might say, well, I'm in big trouble then. And this is finally the last thing that you've heard that I want to tell you you've heard wrong. And that is, you may have heard, well, God just wants you to try your best. And that is a flat-out lie as well. This is what Jesus says about that in the gospel reading today. He says, whoever relaxes one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. See, what that is, if we say, well, God just wants you to try your best, that's lowering the bar again. That's becoming a Pharisee again and saying, well, as long as we just give our best effort, everything will be all right. But Jesus says, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. So I hope you're a little panicked, at least a little bit, because that's kind of what the gospel reading is supposed to do today. It's supposed to give us a little panic. It's supposed to bring us to repentance so that we'll finally let go and realize that we have heard wrong. God does care about His commandments, and He cares about us. So God does the only thing that will actually work for us to enter the kingdom of heaven. He sends someone for us. So our hope, you and I, is not that Jesus gets rid of the rules. It's not that God just wants us to be happy. It's not that He just wants us to try our best. Our hope is that He sent His Son Jesus to do all of it for us, to keep the commandments for us, to be right and good and holy. So let me now tell you some other things you've heard. You've heard that God loves you. Well, you've heard right about that. You've heard right that God loves you. But He doesn't love you by saying, oh, I don't care about my rules anymore. He doesn't love you by saying, oh, I just want you to be happy. Or He doesn't love you by saying, I just want you to try your best. He loves you by giving His Son. That's how God loves you, to His Son, to live perfectly, to shed His blood for you, to rise from the dead for you. That's what it means that God loves you. So if we've heard Jesus doesn't care about the rules, that has to be wrong. He cares so much about them that He died for them. He died for us breaking all of them. Or if we've heard, well, God just only wants us to be happy. No, God doesn't only want you to be happy. He wants you to be so happy that He gave His own Son, Jesus Christ, to die for you on the cross. Or if you've heard, God just wants you to try your best. No, God wants you to be perfect. And so He makes you perfect in His Son, Jesus Christ. So let me revisit this question. What does God want me to do? What does God want me, a Christian, to do? Does He want me to forget the rules? No. Does He want me just to be happy? No, not only that. Does He want me just to try my best? No. God wants me to be holy. And so He gives me His Son, Jesus. That's what God wants for me. And at the same time, not only does He want all my sins to be washed away in Jesus for me to be righteous and holy, He also wants to give me a new life in Jesus. And He does. And that's why He gives us His Ten Commandments. Because in living in Jesus and in the new life that we have in Jesus, we do want to keep His commandments. We don't want to say, oh, they don't matter anymore, we don't care about them. No, we want to keep them. And no, we won't keep them perfectly, of course. We still have our sinful nature. But we do, by the power of God's Holy Spirit, begin to keep His rules. And when we do that, you know, that brings happiness. It brings joy. So I'll say again, that this means you and I should know His rules. We should know the Ten Commandments. And a good sign that you're a Pharisee is if you don't know His commandments, because then you must be making up your own. If we say, I know what God wants me to do, but I don't know the commandments, I've obviously made up my own commandments. All of us are guilty of it, right? So we repent, and we dust off our catechisms and our hymnals, and we get to know the Ten Commandments again. And it's very easy to do this. You just take one a day. Take a commandment a day in your prayers, in your devotions, and you just remind yourself, you shall have no other gods. What does this mean? That God wants me to believe in Him and trust in Him. Second commandment, you shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. What does this mean? That God wants me to use His name to pray to Him and praise Him. It's not hard. And doing that every day, the commandments will very much be part of who you are. If you have kids, you practice the commandments with them every night. You just take a commandment a day or whatever. Anytime you do devotions, you take a commandment, talk about it with them. At any rate, we definitely know that some things we've heard about God are not right. And we want to stay away from them. Jesus tells us what's right today. What does God want us to do? To believe in Him, to believe in Jesus our Savior, and believing and living in Him to know His commandments. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.